Chapter 15. Hawes was shaking all over. I told him he should be in bed, but he said that he was perfectly well. I called to tell you how sorry I was that such a death has happened in the vicarage. But they haven't arrested Mr. Redding.
No, I said. That was all a mistake.
Why, do the police suspect someone else? Colonel Protheroe was not a popular man. But murder? For murder, one would need a very strong reason.
I suppose so.
Have you told the police about that man Archer threatening Protheroe?
No, I said. I have not.
I overheard Protheroe telling you yesterday, so I hope you will.
I was silent. Archer is a poacher, but friendly and cheerful. He was probably very angry about being sent to prison, but would feel differently when he came out.
If he shot Colonel Protheroe?
If. There is no evidence of any kind that he did.
I don't understand you, sir.
Don't you? I said. But you're young. When you get to my age, you will find that you like to think the best of people.
I just wondered, if Colonel Protheroe had told you something.
Nothing that you didn't hear.
Hawes was nervous, and his behaviour strange. I remembered what Dr. Haydock had said about his illness, and supposed that explained it.
He left unwillingly, as though he had more to say but didn't know how to say it. And then I also left to go and see Mrs. Lestrange. In the sitting room, Mrs. Lestrange rose to meet me. There was something dead about her face. Only the eyes were alive. There was a watchful look in them. We sat down.
It was very good of you to come, Mr. Clement. I wanted to talk to you the other day. Then I decided not to. I was wrong. I am in a very strange position, Mr. Clement, and I want to ask your advice about what I should do next. What is past and cannot be undone. You understand?
Before I could reply, the maid came in.
There is a police inspector here, and he says he must see you.
Mrs. Lestrange said calmly,
"Show him in, Hilda."
Slack marched in. "Good afternoon, madam."
Then he saw me and frowned.
Mrs. Lestrange took no notice.
"What can I do for you, Inspector?"
"Murder of Colonel Protheroe. I'm asking everyone where they were yesterday evening between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m.
"I was here, in this house."
"Oh, and your maid was here too?"
"No, it was Hilda's afternoon out, so you will have to trust me," said Mrs. Lestrange, smiling.
"You were at home all afternoon?"
"You said between 6 and 7, Inspector. I went out for a walk earlier. I returned sometime before 5 o'clock.
"Then if a lady, Miss Hartnell perhaps, said that she came here about 6 o'clock, rang the bell but got no answer, you would say she was mistaken?"
"Oh no. If your maid is in, she can say you are not at home. If you are alone and do not want to see people, well, the only thing to do is to let them ring."
Inspector Slack looked confused.
"Miss Hartnell is very boring," said Mrs. Lestrange. "She rang at least 6 times before she went away."
"So, if anyone said that they'd seen you out and about then?"
"Oh, but they didn't, did they? Because I was in, you see."
"Exactly, madam."
The inspector moved his chair a little nearer.
"I understand that you visited Colonel Protheroe the night before his death."
"Yes,
Can you tell me what you talked about?
It was private.
I'm afraid I must ask you to tell me about it, private or not.
But I shall not tell you. I will only say that nothing which was discussed had anything to do with the crime.
I don't think you are the best judge of that.
Then again, you will have to trust me, Inspector.
Inspector Slack's face was suddenly very red. This is a serious matter, Mrs. Lestrange. I want the truth. He banged his hand on a table. Mrs. Lestrange said nothing. Did you know Colonel Protheroe well?
There was a pause before she said, I had not seen him for several years.
It was an unusual time to call on him.
No, it wasn't. I wanted to see him alone.
Why didn't you want to see Mrs. or Miss Protheroe?
That, Inspector, is my business.
Inspector Slack got up. Good afternoon, madam. But remember, we are going to find out the truth. When he had gone, Mrs. Lestrange also got up and held out her hand to me.
I am going to send you away. It is too late for advice now.
Then she turned away.
I know what I must do.